And welcome back to Rosie on the House on this beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. The mornings have been cooling off. The days haven't been so hot. You're starting to feel that little sense of fall in the air. Fall gardening is right around the corner. Gee, what a coincidence that the Great American Seed Up is right at that time, Greg.
Well, we kind of planned it that way. So the Great American Seed Up, it's a fascinating story. I went to Tucson to do a week-long seed saving course that Bill McDormand and Bill Starr offered in 2011. It was the summer of 2011. And it was just literally a week in a classroom learning about seeds. It was fantastic. It's a class that we offer online through Urban Farm U now, and Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance offers courses in seed saving as well. And during the course, the conversation came up that we don't have a seed bank here in Phoenix. So if something happened, and I've said for years that there's a 3-day supply of food in any grocery store, and once people understand that there's going to be a food shortage, there's only about a 3-hour supply of food in the grocery stores.
And 3-hour?
3 hours. Well, yeah, we saw that happen in March of this year. We saw massive shortages of the stuff on the grocery store shelves. And without local seed, we can't have local food. So I've really been encouraging people to plant their gardens. But without a seed bank in the Phoenix metropolitan area, it kind of makes it hard to get seeds because, you know, short of shipping them in, the only place we can get them is the local nursery or big box stores, and they have what's on their shelves, which isn't very much. So Bill and I had a conversation. What if we put together a seed bank for Phoenix? So I bought a freezer. That's where you store seeds long-term. I bought a freezer. It was the biggest non-commercial freezer I could buy, and I bought 1,500 pounds of seeds. And I put those seeds in this freezer. Remember, it's 2011, and it's like, voila, seed problem fixed. Right, Bill?
Yeah, for a couple years anyway.
For a couple of moments. Yeah. And so then in follow-up conversations that I had with Bill, really what he encouraged me to do was figure out how to get millions of people saving their own seeds, or thousands for sure. So in 2013 or 2014, Bill and Bell and I started a conversation around what would it take to get 10,000 seed savers in Phoenix? What would it take to make that happen? And out of that conversation, it took us about 15 minutes to put together this concept called the Great American Seed Up, which is a great big seed bazaar. We rent the 10,000 square foot fellowship hall at North Phoenix Baptist Church. This would have been our seventh time doing it this year. And we put a ton, literally 2,000 pounds of seeds in popcorn buckets in this room. And then people come in and buy what they want. It's a package your own seed event where
scoop them up,
where the packets are designed to be 5 to 10 times what you would get in a general packet for half to much less than half the price. So I think our scoop of basil was a teaspoon of basil, which was 4 grams. Remember I talked about the packet earlier that had like 15 seeds in it. 4 grams is like 1,800 seeds. And we sell that for that scoop for 75 cents. So that literally people can attend the Great American Seed Up. We have classes all day that we give. So people are learning all day how to grow their own seeds, how to store their own seeds, how to start their own seeds. And they can scoop up enough seeds for 50 or 60 bucks to last them for the rest of their life, because we're going to teach them how to grow their own seeds. And it's been an amazing, I see Bill smiling over there on Zoom. It's been a mind-blowingly amazing event, hasn't it, Bill?
Well, you know, we're up to 700 people. We expected more this year. And this is the seventh one. So we're well on our way to literally getting thousands of people in the Phoenix. You know, it's actually people come from all over the state now, and even out of state, to come to it for their community gardens and their seed libraries to get them stocked up. But, you know, what we did was find a way to go almost farm direct. You know, through my 28 years in the seed industry, I learned who was growing them. And usually they're contracted by very few people who performed the job of actually getting them off the farm and into a seed elevator and cleaned up and bagged up in big bags. And so we get those big bags and bring them directly into Phoenix. So there's no middle person. We cut out about three or four steps, no packaging. And so that's why we can do this for the price that we do it. You're just actually getting, you know, higher quality seed because it's fresher. We know who's touched it. We know where it's been grown. And then through my experience, especially, I've just learned that there are some really great varieties out there, the old land races in almost every category of cabbage and carrots and tomatoes. And lots of us have heard the names of some of these, like Scarlet Nantes carrots and Desico broccoli and things like that, that have been around for some of them for more than 100 years in this country. And they've been grown in lots of different parts of the country. Now, are those desert adapted? Well, not particularly. I mean, but there's enough diversity in them and they've been tried enough that we know they'll work for you. They're actually really good. I did trials on all the varieties that we sell when I was at Native Seed Search. And they're the same varieties that you can see if you walk into the store down there. Many of the same vegetable varieties now. And the idea is that we're not here with the end game. We're not here to sell you seeds that have been grown and adapted in the Southwest. I mean, that would be the goal for each region to again have its own seed company or seed library or somebody that could do that. We don't have that. So until we get there, what we do is find the next best seeds we can, the hardiest, the ones that are tried and true. We bring them in at the cheapest price we can. We let you scoop them out and decide, and then we teach you all day long how to save them so that someday Phoenix will have 10,000 seed savers at least, and it's not in the not too distant future, all creating their own seeds and sharing them with the people and their neighbors and their neighborhoods around them and in seed libraries. And so, yeah, it's been a really great and successful project. I'm really proud. I'm really proud of what, you know, you initiated, really, Greg. Thank you.
No, thanks. Well, and it's just a lot of fun. And that goes to my, you know, coming up with these crazy wild ideas, like what if there were 10,000 urban farms in Phoenix? Or what if we could grow enough food in Phoenix to feed Phoenix? And we have enough yards to be doing that. So
when they ran the numbers in Tucson, in normal years, and that's a big if these days sometimes, but in normal years over the last 30 years, they get enough rainfall to grow enough food in those yards naturally, if they just captured and used it all in their yards. And so that, you know, rain catchment's a big thing down there and storage. So we've, you know, it could be that we've blown a lot of resources. We've done a lot of things that are stupid, but we've learned a lot and maybe we've got just enough to have a really wonderful future here. And so I try to stay positive about that. And seeds have got to be part of that. If we don't have our own seeds, we don't have any chance at all.
So you mentioned Father Kino earlier at the broadcast and then mentioned that Tucson gets enough rainfall. Just out of curiosity, you think Father Kino just stopped in Tucson along the San Pedro River? How much farther north did he keep walking before he's like, oh, guys, let's turn back around. We just passed the paradise. Turn this shit back around.
I don't know. You know, Tucson means three springs by the mountain. So, you know, there was water there, too, coming out of the mountain. There, you know, San Javier, which is right there in Tucson, is the last mission I know about. Is there an original, you know, Catholic mission in Phoenix? I don't know if, but I'm not. Yeah. So I think that's where that was it. Sorry.
Well, and for those of you that have been down to way southern Arizona, it's pretty lush down there.
Yeah, well, I think the more monsoon, you know, it just doesn't come as far north sometimes.
Right.
If you're on 10, as soon as you come around Picacho, everything just starts to change.
Yeah.
Starts to cook, baby.
Well, you know, with the diggings they've done with the Hohokam, especially, you know, because of the building boom that started in the 2000s down in Phoenix, they've uncovered enough of the civilization that was there to realize that Phoenix really is a Phoenix. There was once a civilization there, and it probably collapsed through lack of water. At least that's the best guess. And so, you know, how do we hedge against that? I guess we find the things that are adapted to that desert now and grow as much as we can right there. So, yeah, go ahead.
Or adapt our own, which is really what we're encouraging people to do. So this year, starting back in March with the whole COVID thing going on, we had to look to see, is there any logic in putting 500 to 800 people in a room in September? So we decided to shift it up this year. And what we did, while preserving the bulk seed buy, what we did is we put together Seed Up in a box. And what we're encouraging people to do is to do their own Great American Seed Up. So we supply everything that people need to do their own Seed Up, which would be the seeds, the packing materials, the instructions. And so we've developed this Seed Up in a box, and it's available ongoingly throughout the fall, where you go to greatamericanseedup.org and you can buy seeds. Now, when you land on that website, the minimum order is $160. But that $160 order will get you, when you package them all up, remember, it's your responsibility to package them up, what that minimum order would get you is 25 varieties of seeds, enough for 10 portions each. So basically, for $160, you're getting 250 jumbo packets of seeds. And, you know, we've already seen some amazing responses from this. Bill?
Yeah, we have 75. We couldn't do it all. We didn't want to be a seed company. I mean, that was our obvious choice. Well, I've got all these seeds. We've got all these people. Let's just package them up. No, the idea was to get away from packaging them up. So what we did is sort of meet you halfway. We bundled up many seed ups so that churches and schools and seed libraries and whomever, you know, garden clubs could buy these bundles and replicate what we do. And so,
holiday gifts.
Yeah. And so it's really, really amazing. You get a lot of seed and you get it still, you know, in such a reduced price because we don't have to do all that packaging. And again, you get the expertise that we've chosen out 75 of the best varieties we think will work in this situation, the best selling ones. We couldn't do everything. And this is our first year. We're trying to figure out how to get this all to work. And so, so far this team of people, and then maybe the most valuable thing you said, Greg, was the instruction manual. It has taken us 6 years to figure out how to do this. We've invented this thing on the fly.
Right.
How do you do a pop-up style, you know, Adidas in a parking lot event and get people factory, you know, fresh shoes without any of the other expenses? Well, that's what we've done with seeds. And boy, there are a lot of details. And so we'll help you through all of that is our hope.
Plus, it comes with extensive education that we've put together in our member portal for anybody that jumps in. They get education classes, all kinds of content. So
right, all those classes we used to give, we've recorded, and wow, all the technology we have, this is good.
Yeah.
Trying to catch up with the technology of seeds. We've got one segment left here with Farmer Greg and Bill McDormand of the Rocky Mountain Seed Alliance, and of course, Farmer Greg of urbanfarm.org. We'll be back right after this.